The merchant must have taken her for Dothraki, with her clothes and her oiled hair and sun-bronzed skin. When she spoke, he gaped at her in astonishment. "My lady, you are Tyrashi? Can it be so? My speech may be Tyrashi, and my garb Dothraki, but I am of Westeros, of the Sunset Kingdoms," Danny told him. Doria stepped up beside her. "You have the honour to address Daenerys of the House Targaryen, Daenerys Stormborn, Khaleesi of the Riding Men, and Princess of the Seven Kingdoms." The wine merchant dropped to his knees. "Princess!" he said, bowing his head. "Rise," Danny commanded him. "I would still like to taste that summer wine you spoke of." The man bounded to his feet. "That Dornish swill! It is not worthy of a princess. I have a dry red from the arbour, crisp and delectable. Please, let me give you a cask." Khal Drogo's visits to the Free Cities had given him a taste for good wine, and Danny knew that such a noble vintage would please him. "You honour me, sir," she murmured sweetly. "The honour is mine." The merchant rummaged about in the back of his stall and produced a small oaken cask. Burned into the wood was a cluster of grapes. "The red wine sigil," he said, pointing, "for the arbour. There is no finer drink."